This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. While Illinois will be increasing its minimum wage, a couple Southeast Iowa lawmakers don't expect their state to do the same. Iowa's minimum wage is $7.25 per hour, the same as the federal rate. Democratic State Senator Rich Taylor of Mount Pleasant says an increase is desperately needed, but he anticipates zero support from Republicans who control the legislature and the governor's office. Taylor says Illinois' increase could hurt business in river communities such as Keokuk and Fort Madison.
People are going to flow across the river with the money. We're already losing so many people to out of state, you know, not just Illinois, but all over.
Taylor says at the very least, lawmakers should remove the prohibition on cities and counties increasing their local minimum wages. The legislature in 2017 barred local governments from hiking their minimum wage after several counties, including Lee County, voted to do so. Republican State Representative Joe Mitchell of Mount Pleasant says he would not support an increase in the minimum wage. He says it should be up to businesses to decide how much money to pay their employees. Mitchell says if people start leaving jobs paying at or just above minimum wage, the companies will react.
That's how the free market works. That's how, you know, that's how we've always done things, capitalism, and that's how it's going to stay.
Mitchell says he's worried that small businesses will close their doors if Iowa increases its minimum wage. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.